President John Mahama has directed the Minister of Finance to immediately release funds for the country project agreement, which is an integrated project to tackle flooding in Accra. President Mahama, who gave the directive during snap visits to flooded areas in Accra, also bemoaned the bad attitude of Ghanaians throwing garbage into gutters. He noted that the behavior is a major cause of flooding and the fact that human lives are lost as a result is unacceptable. The president was accompanied by the AMA chief executive Alfred Okuvandapoel and the NADMO coordinator Kofi Potufi. He visited Malam and South Odoko. Pascaline Adadevo was there and reports.
The first project is a $660 million agreement with the government of Ghana. It is a 5-year project to be conducted in 3 stages. The integrated project is expected to tackle flooding in Accra, sanitation and environmental challenges confronting the entire country. What President Mahama did on his round was to direct the Minister of Finance sign the agreement for work takeoff. He also spoke strongly on attitudinal change as far as indiscriminate dumping of refuse and drains is concerned. President Mahama said an educational campaign is being considered to constantly remind everyone on his or her responsibilities with regards to good practices. Floods in Accra have become an annual. There are some reported cases of people having lost their lives as a result of yesterday's rain. President Mahama thinks it is needless for people to die through the negligence of others who dump refuse into gutters with careless abandon.
Pascaline Adadevo reports, and on a sad note, 2 persons have been confirmed dead and 3 other casualties under investigation following yesterday's flooding in Accra. NADMO coordinator Kofi Potufi, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, blamed engineering defects for the floods. He told Bubu Kilinogo that annual ritual of flooding must stop.
If you go to Seka because of the construction works that are going on, we're having this experience. If you go to the new time junction, it's because of the construction of drains and so on. That will make for a better future for our management of floods. Residents there should be patient. But if you go to Sakama or South Odoko, Kusia Road area there, it's just an individual who rightly or wrongly has situated his house that he cannot live in today on the water channel. And unfortunately, that is papers long ago by the city authority. Now that the area has developed, the water channel has been clearly defined. We have constructed almost a kilometer long of storm drain, 1.5 meters deep, that is now carrying all this water. And we need to give us permission, you know, so we can cut a drain, cover one through his house, and the water will go. And over 5,000 people get flooded in that area. We'll be free. We are going to court. The court has placed an injunction on the construction that we want to do. He doesn't live in that house. The house is just like some idol that he worships.
What is it saying in this country? What is your next line of action?
Well, we still continue to pursue him so that when he reaches out to that, because it is his property. NADMO has no right under our law of establishment to go and seek the property or do a change to his house by force. You know what I'm saying? So, indeed, it's also the city authorities that gave him, the metropolitan authorities, that gave him the permission. So the metropolitan authorities will have to address themselves furthermore, because the problem twice a year, November, June, they are there. If you go to the total filling station at Malam Junction, I mean, over the years, the location of the total filling station has been a problem. It's been built on the water course. It broke the water course. And in 1998-99, we tried to save the people in the area, that way, by getting the authorities, the hydro people, to do a bypass of the water course.
Do you have any report of any casualty?
Yes, we have a report that we are still investigating. The police have confirmed that drowned body has been thrown across the Dobbin railway line. They've confirmed that they found a car that submerged into one of the trains in Community 18, but they can't find the driver or the occupant or occupants. Then, in the afternoon of yesterday, at the peak of the rain, the Rainbow School in the Malangbawe area, the school children, I hear 3 of them were trapped and they got drowned as they tried to cross the bridge, was washed away. All the Malangbawe one we are investigating. But after the Dominion railway crossing, the police confirmed the Community 81 is confirmed by the police.
That was NADMO coordinator Kofi Potufi in that interview with Bubu Kilinogo. We are fortunate to have Bubu Kilinogo in the studio to paint the picture. Bubu, every June, July, we talk about the same problems, and every year it comes, the same problems come up to haunt us. You have the team. What did you observe?
Right, Ibrahim. Ibrahim, as you rightly say, it's a ritual. It's a perennial occurrence. You go during the rain season, you have similar problems occurring. In fact, we visited about three places, Malam Junction, that is around Makati Hills area there. From there, we also went to Safo Doko, Sakaman area there, and we also went to Gilafe in Dansoma. And if you go to all these places, you see that the places are flooded. Several houses, thousands, together you can talk of thousands of houses being submerged in the floods. And this is not the first time this is occurring. It has been there since time immemorial. And you talk to city authorities about what they're doing about it. They say they have the plans, yet it is the finance, the money, you have to finance the project. And so it's a very pathetic situation, and I don't know how soon this problem can be solved. You heard the National Coordinator talking of Malam Junction, for instance, where this filling station sited on a water course. I spoke to the residents there. They say that used to be a water reservoir where water... Is it the place the water falls from the Ibrahim Mountains together and down slope down to Accra here? And they say that is where the water used to gather in the past. And this man came to construct, to build this filling station there. And so, and then they had to divert the course of water. And coupled with the construction of the N1 highways, it has blocked the passage of water, that it is difficult for water to flow. So anytime it rains heavily, then the water has to collect in that area, flooding hundreds of houses. And the residents are not very happy about the situation, because every year they say the city authorities and the president and whoever will come and inspect the places and they go. The following year they come back to do the same thing, and it's the same story everywhere we went.
Right, and now you are not an expert to talk about engineering designs and so on and so forth, but then apart from the siting of certain buildings with impunity, just as we're talking of the total filling station at Malam, what did you observe on the ground? Would you say that the indiscriminate throwing of garbage could have also contributed to the state of affairs?
Yeah, you can't rule out anything. Nothing can happen due to just one particular cause. There could be various reasons why certain things happen, and you cannot rule out the fact that the indiscriminate disposal of waste is also a contributing factor. Because if some drainage somewhere is choked, it means the water cannot flow through freely as it used to be. So that is a situation. In fact, when you went to Gilafe, you can see the insanitary condition. The sanitation there is very poor, very, very bad, and so you can't rule out anything. Those are all contributing to the matter. And then let's talk about Sakaman, where I'm sure you heard the NADMO coordinator spoke about that particular one too, where this man has built a story building right on the water course, and then NADMO built a big storm drainage. The man has blocked the water course so that the water cannot flow through it, because water will flow from a certain point up to that particular point. The water has to stop because there's no way. And truly, the man has all the documents to the place. The city authority, the AMA, gave him approval. He has title to the man and everything. So it is his property that nobody can do anything about it. So they tried to use force, yet he went to court, and court granted injunction that they cannot touch the building. And
that's pathetic, and
it's affecting more than 500 people. More than 500 people get flooded because of this particular man. And unfortunately, too, he doesn't stay there. The house there is empty, because even himself.
Well, I don't want you to go into that, whether he stays there or not. That is a very pathetic situation. We hope that the city authorities will this time take the bull by the horn and do the right thing without any consideration to whoever may be involved. So we'd want to thank you very much for that wonderful interaction, Bubu Klinugu. Moving on, it's been 2 years, 3 months since government signed a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. group Conti Engineering in Washington, D.C. for the construction of storm drains, water retention reservoirs, the Sultan of the Odo River and the Kali Lagoon to address the perennial flooding of Accra. AMA Chief Executive Alfred Vanderpoel spoke to Radio Ghana.
This memorandum of understanding marks the president's commitment to seeking the funding so that we will develop the infrastructure needed. This MOU will open the door for us to work concretely and realistically on projects such as storm drains, sewage lines, wastewater treatment plants, the dredging of the major streams in Accra, and the construction of covered, I mean covered drains in Accra, and water retention areas. So there is a brighter day tomorrow.
Talking about drainage of drains in Accra, you already have some work relationship with Zoom Lion. What then becomes of that project?
Yes, the project being undertaken by Zoom Lion and some others are all temporary measures. This memorandum of understanding is going to open the door for comprehensive approach and sustainable, systematic, ongoing approach to dealing with the issue that has confronted us every year. Dredge the Kole Lagoon to the extent that we will preserve it and make the environment what it needs to do, it needs to be for the benefit of Ghana.
This is a good piece of news, and the question is, when is it taking off?
My brother, Exim Bank has already given their commitment to the project. We will continue to work with the Ministry of Finance so quickly we can close the deal on financing, have it approved through Parliament, and we hope to go to work immediately. But I'm hoping that before the middle of this year, by the third quarter of this year, project would have started on the ground.
Though Parliament has approved the project estimated at $600 million, AMA Chief Executive Alfred Vanderpoel is not a happy man. He told Radio Ghana that the Minister of Finance is delaying the release of funds for the project to take off.
The AMA, in conjunction with the Ministries of Works and Housing, local government, have looked at this situation, and we have put in place a comprehensive plan that needs to be implemented. We have constructed the loan, it's gone through Parliament, and we are waiting for Ministry of Finance to finish the loans agreement arrangement. And that project has been already been commissioned by the President, and so once it takes effect, we are going to completely dissolve the Kole Lagoon, dissolve the Odo River, construct the storm drains that we need, and in its entirety construct the water retention reservoirs, and these are major infrastructure that needs to be on the ground, and if these infrastructures are on the ground, we can have a measure of control that should not be flooding in Accra in a major way as we are seeing today. For me, I want to see the day when the county project would be implemented.
Can you give us a firm assurance of when the county project is starting?
Well, it's only the Minister of Finance who can do this. Yeah, I mean, we have done everything that we need to do. It's now with the Minister of Finance. We go there every day. Yesterday I was there with the Minister. Today we've been calling over there. The Minister of Finance has to get the loans agreements going, and then we can get to the implementation of this project.
AMA Chief Executive Alfred Vanderpoel.